what I'd like you to do, first of all, Bushra, some of these fantastic pieces of yours, walk me through this series of pictures where you and your daughter and her doll are dressed up in various phases of hijab and niqab, and I don't know these terms. So what are we looking at through this series of photographs, and what were you? What was your intent? What were you trying to do?
Well, this series is called Mother, Daughter, Doll. It's comprised of 9 images, and the first image has me sitting down. I'm wearing the hijab and a coat, and my daughter is sitting on my lap, and she doesn't have any hair. You know, her hair is not covered, and she's holding her doll. It's a plain, regular, bald baby doll. And as you progress through the series, we progressively become covered. She, myself, and her doll. And then the 9th and very last image, there's nothing. There's an empty chair and an empty black background.
So, I mean, my interpretation is you're going from kind of freedom to less freedom to finally you're completely blacked out. How do people in Yemen interpret this? How do they read these photographs when they're publicly displayed? And you have put them on exhibit before.
It's kind of pretty self-explanatory in some sense, but some people didn't really understand it. You know, they thought, like, what do you exactly mean? Whereas I think the majority of people did understand it, and I was very, you know, happily surprised at how it resonated with so many, because it's not just the women. It's an overall way of being, of everything being haram or wrong or restrictive or, you know, shameful or... The component of the female component is just one component of many. We had an exhibit in Dubai, and one person saw it and he commented to my husband. He said, "This is the Arab Spring."
So was the point that you your ability to take these photographs was a function of the Arab Spring, or you helped contribute to it?
No. I had nothing to do with the Arab Spring whatsoever. I have an internal revolution always going on, as many women do. So, but no, I had nothing to do with it.
I mean, you're producing some pretty controversial work in a country that's fairly conservative. Tell me about your own story, Bushra. I mean, I know it wasn't easy to launch yourself into this world of photography. You faced a lot of hurdles. What was it all like, kind of becoming a photographer, a female photographer in Yemen?
Yeah, I mean, it was challenging. I never really set out to be a photographer. It just kind of happened gradually and organically. It was something I wanted to do. I wanted to learn about photography, and I took a basic black and white course when I was in college. And then when I went to Yemen, I built a darkroom.
And college, you was here in the United States for a while,
yes,
right?
Yes, at the American University. And then I just continued. I would join in exhibits with fellow artists. And, I mean, it was wonderful. I mean, people were wonderful about my work. But I wasn't taken very seriously. I mean, my husband would introduce me at parties and say, you know, that I'm a photographer. And people would say, oh, that's nice. It's nice to have a hobby. And, you know, but the hurdles... is having access to women, photographing women, finding resources, you know, like paper and chemicals. And, you know, those were the biggest hurdles for me personally. And then the personal hurdles, which was not believing in myself. And I had doubts if, you know, I it was the right profession, you know, maybe I should have done something else. I compared myself to my friends who were lawyers and doctors and worked in the government or did development work. And then... I knew that no one would take me seriously if I didn't take myself seriously first. And then that's when I went to school and, you know, I decided to do it, you know, head on, and I haven't been back since, so.
In the TEDx talk you gave in Sana'a in Yemen, you talk a lot about your fears. I was wondering, just because the work can be so controversial and perhaps misinterpreted by people, whether you ever fear for your own safety and security.
Oh, yes, I did, very much so.
Do you still?
No. I think my husband and I were very fearful the first time that I exhibited the mother-daughter doll, the What If. We were really, you know, thinking, you know, what the backlash would be and what my family would say, what the, you know, people who write would say, and that people, especially people who had extremist views, you know, they would think I was blasphemous and that I was... you know, speaking against God's wishes in some way. And so, yes, there was that fear. But in the end, and then also the idea of that, you know, people are not going to get it. But to my great surprise, you know, none of those things happened.
You also had your own family to contend with. Your mother had a choice comment or two on the series of the self-portraits with your daughter and the baby doll.
Yes. My mother did eventually say something, saying to me that she found it extremely strange and odd that I would exhibit photos of myself and my daughter to the public. And then I was trying to say to her, but Mom, you know, it's a work of art. It's been exhibited here and there, and a museum purchased it. And my mother said, she found that even worse. Like, who on earth, you know, would...
Was it about tradition or was it about just not getting the art?
No, I mean, she said to me, like, who on earth would sell work of themselves and their daughter? Yeah, it's just unheard of.
You had a really poetic phrase earlier that you have your own internal revolution, you know,
yes.
As far as the Arab Spring goes, you've got your own internal revolution.
Yes.
Can you just explain that a bit more and how many other women are also kind of experiencing their own internal revolution in Yemen?
Oh, I think so many, because you know, the hope is in the women. The women are extraordinary. I mean, I'm sure there's some extraordinary men as well, but the women are really top-notch. If they just fled the country, it would just be a whole nother landscape.
Bushra, thanks very much for coming into the studio. It's great to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.